So one of my favorite jobs as a wildlife biologist was doing hack sites. And a hack site is where you take raptors, birds of prey, and release them out into the wild, and they learn to fly and they learn to hunt on their own with no mother or father nearby. And at the time, I was working with peregrine falcons. Now, the thing I really liked about hack sites is most of the hack sites were done in wilderness areas. Okay. And when I say that word wilderness, it conjures up an image in many of our minds. And to me, wilderness is a place where you go and you don't see people. And there's pockets of wilderness around here, but some of the places I was at, you're out there pretty far. I mean, to make a phone call, like Charlie said, we didn't have cell phones back in the dark ages when I was doing this. And so it was an all-day event of walking out on the trail, getting to your car, driving along a dirt road, twisty mountain roads, getting to this little restaurant, tavern sort of bar. And if you're lucky, the payphone might be working, okay? And so when you're in wilderness areas, like, you know, the previous story with Charlie, you're out there. You're out there, and wild things can happen in wilderness areas. This one quick event I want to tell you about happened with my dog. My dog at the time was a great dog. He was a half Queensland. The other half was Border Collie Aussie, and he was about yay high, and his chest was about this wide. He didn't have a tail. He was black and white, had a little black patch over one eye. His name was Desmond. Great dog. Anyway, I'm walking along the trail, and he's up ahead of me, and I come around the bend in the trail, and he stopped in the middle of the trail. And as I get closer, I notice that he's standing all stiff-legged, and he's sniffing, looking around, sniffing. And then when I get closer, I notice that all his hair is up on his back. And I look at what he's sniffing at, and it's this big, steaming, fresh pile of mountain lion scat, mountain lion poop, okay? And when I saw how my dog was acting and I saw how fresh that scat was, I got this little chill that went right up the back of my neck. And I knew at that moment there was a pair of yellow eyes in the bushes watching us. And we did one of these. And we got out of there. I mean, if my dog had a tail, it probably would have been between his legs as we were getting out of there. I mean, that's the kind of thing that gets you going in these wilderness areas. Well, this one particular event that I want to tell you about happened at a hack site where everything was great. The birds learned to fly. They learned to hunt. They didn't get eaten by eagles or owls. And it was actually time to close the hack site down. Well, my buddies had gone in ahead of me, and they had packed out everything. They said, Dean, there's just one last load for you to haul out. So I figured I'd go in there, spend the night, hike out the next day. Well, when I got to the camp, I noticed one of the things they left for me to haul out was this big bag of garbage, okay? They took all the hard things out, like matchbooks and things like that. So I got this bag of garbage, and so I finished my dinner, and I was over the bag of garbage, tying it up, getting ready to hang it in the tree so the bears couldn't get to it. And as I'm tying up the bag of garbage, my dog's off to the side over here, and he starts doing this low, throaty growl. He's like, and he's looking off into the shadows beyond the camp. And then he gets up and he trots off into the darkness. And then all of a sudden, from the darkness, I hear this major barking event. Now, some of you have dogs, right? And those of you that have dogs, if you know your dog well, you can tell by the way your dog is barking what they're barking at. You know what I mean? It's like you'll hear, oh, it's a UPS truck, man. He hates that truck, man. Or there's another kind of bark that your dog will do, and it's like, oh, cat fight. Yeah, cats are fighting over there. And then there's this other bark that your dog will do, and it's the kind of bark that when you hear it, you're like, oh, dude, man, there's something out there. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, my dog was doing that kind of bark. I mean, he was just, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, there's something out there. And as he's barking, he's backing up into the camp. And I'm thinking to myself, this is not good, because whatever it is now chasing him into the camp. And I'm trying to figure out what it is. And just beyond the shadows of the camp, I can see there's this big blackish-brown shape, and it's a bear coming into the camp. I go, oh, man, there's a bear coming into the camp. So I ran over, and I grabbed this pistol that we had, and it would shoot these little cracker round things out that would scare animals. My buddies have packed out all the ammo, left me with an empty pistol. I'm like, oh, that's great. So I ran over and grabbed my walking stick, and I got my walking stick in my hand, and my dog is just going nuts right now. And you guys watch TV, right? You ever like watch Discovery Channel or Animal Planet or Nat Geo, and they have these specials about chimpanzees or gorillas, and like one chimpanzee goes into another chimpanzee's territory and they start going all ape in it. Well, they are apes. So you know what I'm talking about? Okay, all right. So I got my walking stick in my hand. My dog's going nuts. And all of a sudden, something deep within me something primitive called forth these desperate measures. And I went ape. I mean, I was just, I'm screaming, I'm yelling, I'm jumping up and down, I'm taking my walking stick, I'm beating on plants. Well, my dog stops barking. And my dog's looking at me, this must be serious. And he starts going after the bear. So now I'm running after my dog going, no, that's my dog. And the bear's watching all this going, what the huh? And the bear turns and starts running. Now my dog's on his heels. I'm like, Desmond, no, Desmond. My dog comes running back. He's like, what, man? We had him on the run. I'm like, stay here. My heart's going. Weird thing go through your minds at moments like this. And I see the bag of garbage, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got to get the bag of garbage up in the tree before the bear comes up. No sooner do I get that bag of garbage up in the tree than my dog is, and he's going out after the bear again, and the bear's coming back in, so I got to turn back into the chimpanzee thing again. I'm jumping up and down. I'm picking up big old branches. My dog's gone. He's out after the bear again. So I'm like, Desmond! Desmond, get over here! I finally get the dog back. He's like, oh, dude, man, you're no fun, man. We could have had him. Come on, let's go, let's go. I'm like, no, stay here. Stay here. Well, a lot of good that does, because it keeps happening. Where the bear comes in, dog goes nuts, Dean goes ape. I mean, it happens like 3, 5, 12, 15 times. The bear keeps coming back, and I'm thinking to myself, there is something seriously wrong with this bear, like it's possessed or something. And I'm starting to get stressed out about it. Now, normally when I get stressed out or tired, I go into my tent and sleep and tie the dog up to a tree or leave him outside. I figured I shouldn't tie him up to the tree because it'd be dead meat for the bear, and I shouldn't leave him outside. So I thought, I know, I'll bring the dog into the tent with me, right? And so he comes into the tent, he's like, oh, we get to go in the tent tonight. It's right. Just shut up. Just lay down, all right? So I get him to lay down, and I zip up the tent, and I crawl into my sleeping bag, and I get comfortable in my sleeping bag. You know how that is. It's like, oh, cold spot. There's a cold spot. Zip, ow, zipper in the beard. Ow, ow. Okay. But as I'm laying there, every little noise I hear, I'm like, what was that? Oh, my gosh. But then I look at the dog, and he's just sitting there like this. He's like waiting for the real thing. Well, I finally get used to the night noises, and I finally start drifting off, and I'm almost asleep when all of a sudden, I bolt upright, and the tent is rocking back and forth, and my dog's trying to go through the side of the tent. So I ends up the tent, and boom, he's out after it. So I got to turn back into chimpanzee boy again, right? And so I get out there, and I'm running around out there in my pajamas, right? And I'm getting pine needles stuck between my toes, and I'm getting pine sap stuck on the hair in my legs, and it's 2:30 in the morning, and I don't want to be a chimpanzee anymore. And so I get my dog back. My dog's like, what are we going to do, Dina? What are we going to do? I said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. See this tent right here? I'm in here, and you're out there. Protect the camp, okay, boy? And I zip up the tent. And the last thing I saw was this little doggy face going, huh? I crawled into my sleeping bag, got all the pine needles out of there, and I promptly drift off to sleep. But as I'm laying there all night long, I hear, hi, 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 hi. Or I hear way off in the distance, I hear, this goes on throughout the night. Next morning rolls around. It's starting to get a little bit light. I'm kind of curious what's going on. So I unzip the tent, and as I unzip the tent, standing right outside the tent, looking in at me, is this beast. Well, it kind of looks like my dog, but every single hair on every square inch of his body is just, it's out straight, and his eyes are totally bloodshot, and he's standing there looking at me like, don't ever do that again, man. You should have been here, man. He's got a scratch across his nose. He's missing a couple patches of fur on his side. And he's limping on one leg because he ripped 3 toenails out of his foot. But other than that, he's okay, right? I look around the camp, not a pot overturned, nothing touched. I'm like, oh, good boy, come here. He's having none of it. He's just like, get away from me. I was like, all right, I understand. You're a little touchy. I got my rest, right? So I'm eating my breakfast. And as I'm eating my breakfast, he's laying off to the side going, leave me outside, right? I'll be peeing on your stuff later, pal, okay? But as I'm eating my breakfast, he gets up, he goes past me, he glares at me, goes to just beyond the camp, and starts barking at a tree. And I'm looking, I'm like, what the? But then I look at the tree that he's barking at. And above him, on the top of the tree, on a little branch, is this little bear cub. And this little bear cub is up there going, "Mother?" And when I saw that bear cub up there, all the events from the previous night fell right into place. Because mother bear, they're coming in, they could smell the food in the garbage. My dog charged out there, treated that cub. And then mama bear kept trying to come in and get her baby. Now, if I had known there was a mother bear and her cub out there, there's no way I would have done what I did. My dog could have gotten mauled. I could have gotten mauled. He could have gotten killed. I mean, it would have been bad. And when I saw that cub out there, I thought, man, we are out of here. So I packed up the tent, the bag of garbage, the useless pistol, walking stick, everything else, started walking on down the trail. And as I was walking down the trail, I was thinking to myself, oh, man, am I lucky, as I'm watching my three-legged dog hop in front of me. I'm thinking, man, am I lucky. And then I got to thinking later, I thought, I'm lucky. And not only am I lucky, we're all lucky. In the sense that here in America, we have this thing called wilderness. And I think Edward Abbey said it best when he said, wilderness is not a luxury, it's a necessity of the human spirit. And we need it as much as we need good bread and clean water. And I hope all of you at some point in your life, you visit a wilderness area. And when you go there, I hope your heart starts pounding and your knees feel kind of funny and you get that weird feeling in your stomach. And when that happens, man, you know you're living. And maybe you'll have a story to tell when you get back. That is, if you get back.